Okay, we're on Sadi Amid Aleph, the top, the Mishnah. Katan Sheisiyu Aviv, Ksubasa Kayemes, Shamanas Kain Kaima. So we have a case where a father married off his son who was a katan. So there's no concept of that. Really, there's no, unlike we have by a girl, Laktana, that there's Minator, even the father can marry her off, and she's married Minator, etc., and Chachamim were made a takan if there's no father, that the mother or brother, etc., but by a katan, there's no such thing. So, but Tami, he married her, his katan son off. Ksubasa, the ksuba that he has, it was written when he was a katan for this quote-unquote marriage. It's not really a marriage, but it stays in effect. And then when he grows up and he becomes a gadol, it then kicks in. Shalmanas ken kaima, he was he kept her after the he got a gadol based on that ksuba that was written at that time. Similarly, we have the same thing. Gershni skaira ishto imo. We have a goya and a goya. They're married. And which is not a marriage as far as the Torah goes, like a Jewish marriage, obviously they're goyim. But then, and he wrote her a ksuba for some reason. And then when they both converted and became Jewish, similar. Even if he doesn't like write her a new ksuba now or whatever, that ksuba that was written when they were goyim kicks in. Right? Ksuba sa kayemes.
What about Edom on the ksuba?
Yeah, okay. But Edom are, you know, it's not like the marriage. It's not like the Edom make the kedushin here. It doesn't make that. Edom are just a bare testimony, you know, that it was true, whatever.
If he writes it with his own right handwriting,
it doesn't need Edom. That also, okay. Because right. This is not in like a kedushin where you have to have like Edom is to make the kedushin work or whatever. So okay, so same thing, same din. Ksubasa kayemes and shalmanas ken kaim. That's why he was keeping her based on that ksuba. Okay, so they bring down. It's not aser with the katan. It's not aser to live together because they're living. It's not like bilas news because they're living to kilu like the husband and wife. Where it just happens to be not a it's not because he's only a katan. It's not an official. Not an official marriage. Okay, Rashi, Ksubasa Kayemes Shekasav La Kashu Katan when he was a katan. Ulegabe Ger Ksubas Shekasav La Be also Oved Kuchami when he was a goy. Okay, Gemara Amar Rav Huna Lo Shanu Ela Mane and Masayim. But of Al Tosefes Ein La, that which we say, let's say by the in both cases we're talking about here, the katan or the goyim or whatever. That the ksuba kicks in after he becomes a gadol or they become Jewish, that's only the ikar ksuba, the mana masayim, but not if there's any tosefis in there. Even if he wrote a tosefis, it doesn't kick in, because we'll see the shtar is meaningless. It's like called chaspe be'alma, just like earthenware. It's meaningless because it's not a good marriage, so the ksuba doesn't really work. So therefore, any Tosefis over there doesn't come into play. It's only the Manematai. So Tosefis asks the obvious question, that is, so then what's the big deal? What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? In other words, any time a person gets married, Al Tanaik Suba, you get Manematayim. So whether he married her as a Kata. And then when he gets to be a Gadol, there's Manamasayim, no Tosefis, and Manamasayim. So big deal, Manamasayim. Even if he didn't have a ksuba before or whatever when he was a katan, there's always going to be Manamasayim. Manamasayim is a ikar ksuba that's there by for anybody that gets married and with you don't have a ksuba, right? Because it's a Tanai ksuba. So Tosefis asks, what's the chiddush almanas kain kaima? Because for that ksuba, who cares? Even no almanas kain. You anyways get Manamasayim if it's only talking about the ikar. So Tosefis says the chiddush is if he married her as a katan, and she was a besula. So they wrote a, you know, tekilu, a 200, whatever. But now he's a gadol, and she's not a besula anymore. So now you might think, okay, now what type of ksuba is going to kick in? A mana, only a 100 ksuba, because she's not a, she's now when it kicks in, she's only a besula, kamash malan, that she used to get the 200 that was written originally. And same thing with the goy. If he married her when she was a goy, when she was a basula, and wrote out the ksuba, but now she's a basula, same thing. Okay. Fine. Let's go on. Rabbi Yehuda argues. He says, afilu tosefes yeshla. That not only does she have the ikr ksuba, she even has a tosefes that was written, you know, when he was a cut, etc. Mesaveg moras on Rabbi Yehuda. It says in a braisa, chidshu. Means if he was mechadish something after, you know, he became a gadol, then notelas mashachichu, that she gets this extra thing that she added. So Gemara's makes a deal, chichu in lo chichu lo. So dafka, if he added something after he was a gadol, then she gets that added thing. But if he doesn't add anything, lo, you know, she just gets the basic basic suba. So that's a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. She gets even the tosefes. Whereas Dochino, he could say Ema Afma Shechidshu. It doesn't mean in the Braisa only what Shechidshu is Afma Shechidshu. Besides the Tosefis, this is the Tosefis on the Tosefis. He added something extra. Besides the Tosefis, he gets even the extra thing. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Here we have the Farisha Braisa that says not that way. Va look lo tani hachi. We have Braisa that doesn't say that. It says not like Rabbi Yehuda. It says chichu, no tell us much a chichu. But lo chichu, if he didn't add anything after he became a gadol, then basula go be matayim, o mana mana, and meaning only the ikar, no tosefes, which is not like Rabbi Yehuda, tiyufta to Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Gemara concludes, Rabbi Yehuda masnisin atise. Like what tricked him, so to speak, in making him think that she gets also the Tosefet? He said the lesson of the Mishnah fooled him. Who savar ksubasa kayemes, when it says in our Mishnah that ksubasa kayemes, it sounded to Rabbi Yehuda like akula milsakai, the whole ksuba, the ksubasa kayem, meaning the whole thing, the ikar, the Tosefet, everything. But that's not the case. Velohi, that only ikar ksuba kai. The Mishnah's intent was the ksuba zakamir is only the ikar. It was not referring to the Tosef. Hey Rashi, ella mana matzaim shehein the tanai based in the ilu bishtar lo gavya. It's because you have to rely on the tanai over here because the star is she can't collect with. Why the chaspa be'almu? Since it was written when he was a katan, it's meaning. Chichu katan she mishehigdil. Then he added something. Vegir mishisgai nisgayer added something. Imosifu klum al ksuba rishona. Mashechichu vekasal kadaitin. Mashechichu al manamatayim. That is the extra added onto the manamatayim. Af mashechichu. He says no. The Gemara said no. Could mean it means even mashechichu, meaning not only on the manamatayim but on the tosefet that was already that he adds a tosefet to the tosefet. The Gemara said that's not true, etc. He's brought the Braisa, but he thought that the Mishnah, when it said that she collects the Ksuba, Akula Milsa. Akol HaKasub B'Shvar Ksuba means the Iker and the Tosefes. That's what he thought it meant, but it didn't mean that. It meant just the Iker Ksuba.
Adds another Ksuba. You have to count the Tosefes now. So why should this be different?
What do you mean? If he adds another,
in other words, he gives a second ksuba, as it were.
Well, he didn't really. Mustami didn't give a second ksuba. He was just adding to the first one. It was like added a.
So why shouldn't this count? Now he's a gadol or a Jew or whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, the extra thing he adds maybe counts, but not the first thing. We're saying that the first Tosefet doesn't count, but then the second Tosefet, I guess, counts. He just wants to add something. Okay, what you're adding now, Bakasha, but not the we're talking about the first Tosefet. It's not like she gets both, because the first one is meaningless. And so.
When it becomes Bar Mitzvah, he has to give the
condition again. He has to. The first one is not right. Yeah.
So the ksuba then.
So then, but he has using the old ksuba or whatever. So we're saying it's basically meaningless, right? We're just she just gets the mana masayim. Well, it's al das that ksuba that thing, but it's only, and that's what we said the mana masayim. But it's not the tosefes is written there is not it can't go into action. According to that, where we go.
What is the root of the gold? And what's the mana?
The Torah says a father has a right to marry off his daughter, and that's mina Torah. Mamish kedushin deraisa. They didn't give it power. The Torah didn't give it power to the father to marry off. The okay.
The
yeah.
Used to marry off the boys also early, many of them, so they shouldn't go into the army.
Okay. Hadun alach kosev lishtov lineder. Hadun alach kosev lishtov lineder. Hadun alach kosev lishtov lineder. Okay. New Mishnah. Mishai yanasu ishtei nashim umei. Someone is married to two women and he died. Harishona kodemis lishnia. V'yorshe harishona kodemis liyorshe shnia. So what happened? He's married to two women. Married to the first woman. And then he married another woman after that, sometime later, and they both have a ksuba, and then he dies. So they're both coming to collect the ksuba. So the first one that he was married to first, she has kedima, and she collects her ksuba first. We're assuming, let's say, that they only have exactly amount for argument. If they have, like Rashi's going to say, if they have, this is enough for both. So who cares? They both take. But if we're talking about if they only have enough, let's say, just for one. So who gets kedima? So the first one in line, she has kedima that married him first, and she was the kirksuba's meshuba, you know, first. So she collects, and after, if there happens to be, the second one collects. If not, then only the first. And if they both, after they got divorced, before they had a chance to collect, they both died. So now the children of each wife are collecting in place of the mother. So same within v'yorshe rishona kodmim liyorshe yeshnia. So the children of the first wife come first. Okay, next case. Nasa rishona umesa, nasa shnia mesu, shnia v'yorshea kodmim liyorshe rishona. Okay, so what's the case here? Here we have a person gets married. Then his wife dies, so he inherits her. Okay, no ksuba. Because she died, right, first. So, and he just inherits her. Right. And then he marries another wife. And then he dies. Okay? So now we have two things being claimed over here. The second one, you know, after he dies, so now there is a ksuba to the children of that marriage, because when a man dies, a ksuba is coming to the wife. So if the wife's alive, she collects a ksuba. You know, if she also died after that, then her children. That's the yorsei shnia. So it's either the shnia or the yorsei shnia. The first ones, even though we said there's no ksuba per se, you know, because she died, their mother died, you know, first before the husband. However, there's something called, if you remember, ksubas benin dichrin, right? That the chachamim gave them a right to collect the ksuba of their mother from the estate. So therefore we have two people claiming here. We have the Yorshe Arishona, you know, that their mother died. They're collecting the ksuba of their mother, the ksubas benin dichrin. And we have the either the wife or her children, if she's not alive anymore, of the second wife, they're collecting the actual ksuba. Okay? So the actual ksuba is clearly a chov. So that's why the Mishnah says they get kedima, because a chov comes before a yerusha. And ksubas benin dichrin, if you remember, there's a shaila, how do you look at ksubas benin dichrin? Is it like a chov? Is it like yizbun tnan? Or is it yarsun tnan? Or is it like a yerusha? So we hold that yarsun tnan, that's the lashon used in the ksuba, that they're yoresh, the mother ksuba, so since it's yerusha, a chov comes before a yerusha. That's why the second ones come first, they collect the chov, the actual ksuba, and the after that, if there's anything, then the first ones collect mitam ksumis benin dichrin. Okay, let's see. Rashi, misha yanasu ivchule yorshe rishona imesu nashav acharav ad shelo yispiku ligvot, and they didn't have it before they had a chance to collect. Normally, again, okay, fine. If the women died after and they didn't collect, so therefore normally the women would collect, but the women are not allowed to collect. They have to also die. Okay, so the children collect for in their place. Okay, now second case was Nasa Rishonu Mesa Bechayav. So she died first in his lifetime, and he inherited her, right? So Nasa Shnia Umesu, and then he married another woman, and then he died. So therefore, V'yorshe rishona ba'in v'tomim ksubas benin dichrin. Like we said, the first ones are coming to collect the ksuba of their mother that we learned before on Daf Nun Beis. Benin dichrin yavin lichi minai v'chule. Or rotzim lechalek yirusha zavim. Or even if they're coming to collect the stam the yirusha, the shniya v'yorshe akodmim, they come first. Shehi, as we said, balas chov. Because the second one is collecting the actual ksuba. Actual ksuba is like a chov, and therefore she or her children, if she's not alive anymore, are mamish balei chov, so they come first. Aval rishonim vayim lirashas avihim, they're coming to lirashas avihim, just to inherit from the father. And the ha'inun yarsuntnan, as we said, that the lashon of ksubas bedin dichrin is lashon yerusha. Lefichach porinas achov tchila v'ashar yerusha. So therefore, first comes first as the chov. You pay the second one the chov of the ksuba, and then you can give the deal with the yerusha, ksubas bedin dichrin, other yerusha, etc. Okay. See the Gemara.
Make ksubas bedin dichrin.
I'm sorry.
Why did the Chachamim come up with that? Ksubas bedin dichrin.
So that the I'm sorry.
It's sort of connected to Torah. No, since they have kibbutz and have
kibbutz. No, right. No, it's not connected. Also, they made sure there wasn't connected to Torah. We'll see again. We saw it earlier, way back. But there has to be actual Yerusha also. There has to be Yerusha deraisa. Only after Yerusha deraisa, there has to be at least a dinner or something to be given deraisa. And then, but they can't. Doesn't take the place of the deraisa. So Pasha is because they want, you know, their mother died, and then the father inherited, and that's it. That money then gets split with all the other brothers. It's not fair. It's like for my mother, and you're taking, you know, from my mother's. I'm sorry. Yeah, 100%. It's only tachanos chacham. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Midiktani rishona kodemus lishnia, veloktani rishona yeshlav shnia an einla, michlaldi kad mishnia v'tafsa lo mafkina mina. The word medayek in the lashon that it says that the and it was the first case in the Mishnah, right? We have the two wives, regular case, two wives, two ksubas, whatever, and then the first wife that was married first gets first dibs to collect. So it says she comes first. So mashma, she comes first. But if the second one would take, grab mashma, then he can keep it. We don't take it away. It just says lashon first. Ideally, the first one should take, or the right she should take, or the her kids take. But if the second one takes, okay, you know, you can leave it, bud. And therefore, shma mina l'chura, the din should be the same thing with balei chov as well. Baal chov, the star with the star, his mu'uchar. Shekadim v'gava and took his grab first from the lova. You know, it was two people. He owes a couple of people money, so you have to pay in order, right? First one is to get the earlier star, gets first dibs to collect from the lova, and the second one. Mashma from here that he only lichachila gets first dibs. But if the second one comes and chops and takes away the money, since he is also owed, then he can get mashma gava gava. He can keep it. That's what we can learn out from our Mishnah, which says only that she's kodem, you know, lichachila. Mashma that if the second one takes, you don't take it away from. So the Gemara says no. Zoch laolam eimalach mashagava logava. Really, you can't take. So why does it use the lashon my kodemis? So why is it just say? Why does it say in our Mishnah she comes first, mashma first? But if not. Why does it use such a lashon then? If it's that you can't take, she can't take this, the second one can't take, and if she does, we can take it away, then why is it used lashon only kodemis? So Gemara said, no, my kodemis, legamri ktani. Kodemis here means mamish kodem, and she has to take first, the first one, the second one, and not allowed to take, and if you do, you take it away. Kodemis here means fine. Right? Because it's none, and we give an example of that. It says, by Yerusha, it says, ben kodem labas. Right? When there's a boy and a girl, so the son comes before the daughter. And what if the daughter takes? Forget it. We take it away from her. It only goes to the son if there's a son and a daughter, not to the daughter. So we see that the Mishnah sometimes uses the lashon of kodem, even though it means not just like a lichachil, it means final. Kodem, and that's it. So too over here means first, and that's it. Okay, let's see Rashi. Midiktani lishne de kodemes, veloktani vechule, valkorcha kshein shamela kede ksubachas kamar. We're only talking about here that he's talking about he's only one ksuba. Not for one to pay one ksuba. De lo, then my nafka mina de kodemes. who cares who comes first if they're both, if there's enough to go around for everybody, so everybody takes and finish. So we're talking about is only enough for one. Shma mina kodemes lechachila. So it means lechachila only. Avalim kad mashniyah v'tafsa, lo mafkini, don't take it away. Then we were docha, we said, no, it means legamrei, because she'ein lechniyah klu. Kodemes here means kodem, and the second one doesn't get anything. Kedetnan ben kodem labas, as we see over there, v'akorcha kodem legamrei. Here's an example, there for sure it means kodem mamish, and you can't, not that the second one takes, because the girl, she takes, we take it away from her, clearly. Okay, it's the last piece for today. Ikadamri, some learn exactly the opposite, as we learned in the first way. So some have the gears to the opposite, and they say as follows. Midalokdani im kadma shnia v'tafsa ein motzin miyada mikladi ikadma shnia v'tafsa mafkina mina. Totally opposite. Since it doesn't say that if the second one takes, we don't take it away from her, mashma the kadma shniya v'tafsa mafkina mina, that we actually do take it away. So we see here we're starting the opposite. Here we say, he says, it didn't say you don't take mashma if the second one comes along with the second subda later and takes, we actually do take it away. And therefore, shma mina, again, the opposite. The bal chov me'uchar shekadam megava, mashagava lo gava. And therefore, so too with the case of the bal chov. If the second one takes first, we take it away from him. Lo gava. He's not allowed to take it, and we take it away. So now the Gemara is docha and says no. Lo olam eimalach mashagava gava. Really, no. Really, could be that what the second one takes is okay. We don't lichakila the first woman takes, but yeah. But if the second one takes mashagava gava, it's okay. And so too with the bali chov. Therefore, same thing. But yeah, but if you take it, is okay. Why didn't it say beferish like we said, which was the original D? Why didn't we beferish that way that we do not take it away? Ein motzin. Why don't we say such a lashon that we don't take it away then? So the reason is Aidi the Tana Shnia v'Yorshea Kodem l'Yorshei Rishona. Since in the second case, the end of the Mishnah, the second case of the Mishnah, where we had with the Yorshei Rishona, Yorshei Shnia, etc., with the Ksuvas B'Nichtarin, there certainly we do take it away, because we said Chov comes before the Ksuvas B'Din Dichtarin, with the Yerusha. So therefore, if the first ones take, we would take it away from him. So since in the Seifa we certainly do take away, so therefore, Tana Nami Reisha, also in the Reisha, Tani Nami Harishona Kodemis Lishnia. And therefore, we use the similar type lashon, you know, as if it sounds like we take it away, but Lamaisa, just to keep it sound, it's to sound the same, but Lamaisa, that's not the case, because in the Reisha, we don't take it away. We don't take it away. Okay, says Rashi. Aidi the by lemisni seifa. Since we have to teach the seifa that shnia v'yorshea lishna the code mean v'lo shayach lemisni ba'im kadmu v'tafsu ein motzin. There we can't say in the seifa. And if you take it away, if they take it, you leave it by them. We don't say that. The havale motzin, we vale do take it away if the first the kids take it. Im tafsu v'ichzi b'karcha. Why da nixi ishtabi lishtar the balchov? As we said, because the second children, they're balichov, and they for sure have kedima, and therefore we would take it away. So therefore, we can't say they're ein motzin. There, we really do take it away, and therefore the Tana says Rashi Tana nami reisha. Also, we use that similar type lashon to keep it the same type of a lashon. Lishna de lachachila we use kodemes velotana im kodemes v'tafsa ein motzin. Even though that's true, we don't take it away. But we don't want to use that lashon. We want to keep it similar type lashon as we use in the end of this mishnah.